Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, First Class, January 29th, 2023, Romans.
All right, start things off. Happy birthday to Michelle. Her birthday is going to be, actually it's February 1st, this coming week. It's her birthday. She says she's a spring chicken, but she has been kissed a whole bunch of times. So. And today, you have been waiting for this for 365 days. The congregational meeting will be after the second class, and you'll get to see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil. The three deacons will conduct the congregational meeting. That's after the second class. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's Word. And therefore, open the Word of God to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. And in preparation to worship our Lord, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the preservation of the canon of Scripture, the eternal and absolute truth of your word, that spiritual food and manna from heaven that enables us to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we might fulfill the very plan, will, and purpose that you have for each one of our lives. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Romans chapter 5. Great, great chapter. It started out with a paragraph in 5, 1 through 5 on the results of justification. And then the rest of chapter 5, we have four much mores. Chapter 5, 6 through 9, the much more of justification, which we have studied. Chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, the much more of reconciliation. We've studied verses 10 and 11, and now we're at the transition verse, verse 12. Verse 12 is the transitional verse that will take us into the great parenthesis, verses 13 to 17, and the parenthetical much more. And then verses 18 to 21, the much mores of grace. Romans 5, 10, and 11 sounds like this by a corrected translation. Now, even though we were enemies, if we were reconciled to God by means of the spiritual death of His Son, first-class condition, and we were reconciled to God by the spiritual death of His Son, how much more, with stronger reason, because we were reconciled, we will be saved completely in His life, resurrection. and verse 11. And not only this, but we also glory, rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received or entered into reconciliation. God the Father is the one who planned Operation Grace, the cross. God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, accomplished all the work for salvation on the cross. Reconciliation is teamwork. Teamwork between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. There is only one Savior for mankind, the Lord Jesus Christ. And only the Lord Jesus Christ solved mankind's problem of sin by bearing our sins on the cross and the judgment for them. The work of Christ on the cross not only opens the door to eternal salvation, ultimate sanctification, and a resurrection body, but also to greater grace blessings, both in time and for all eternity. And therefore, we glory, we rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If God did the greatest in removing the barrier between God and man through reconciliation, much more will He provide blessings for us in time and for eternity. The more we know God, the more we will glory in God, rejoice in God, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and having virtue, love brought to completion in your heart results in glorifying in God. Personal love for God the Father, occupation with Jesus Christ, and sharing the happiness of God. Now this brings us to the rest of chapter 5. And brings us to, I'm going to write it out for you. The key here is a contrastive parallelism. If you know it, just go ahead and write it down. All right, so by way of introduction, one, in this passage we have a contrastive parallelism between the first Adam and the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. So in this passage we have a contrastive parallelism between the first Adam and the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. Point two, Romans 5:14 says that the first Adam serves as a type of the last Adam, Jesus Christ. When we get to verse 14, it says that the first Adam serves as a type of the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. Three, the first Adam was created perfect, while the last Adam was born perfect. However, point four, however, the parallelism in this passage is primarily a contrastive parallelism. While the first Adam was created perfect and the last Adam was born perfect, this passage primarily presents a contrastive parallelism. What do I mean by that? Five. That is, Adam is the head of the fallen race of mankind. Because our fallenness is derived from his sin. So Adam is the head of the fallen race of mankind because our fallenness is derived from his sin. Six, by contrast, Christ is the head of the redeemed race since he is the source of their redemption. By contrast, Christ is the head of the redeemed race since he is the source of their redemption. Seven. In this passage, Paul is presenting the contrastive parallelism between the obedience of the last Adam, the salvation work of Christ on the cross, and its results in justification and reconciliation, with the disobedience of the first Adam and its results in sin and spiritual death. So in this passage, Paul is presenting the contrastive parallelism between the obedience of the last Adam, Jesus Christ, and his salvation work on the cross, with its results in justification and reconciliation, with the disobedience of the first Adam and its results in sin and spiritual death. This is a great passage, but you got to nail this down. You can do this. Contrastive parallelism. I know you can do it. I am the blessed as a pastor to have geniuses in my congregation. Thank you for all these. So this is a contrastive parallelism. Obviously, Adam, the first Adam, is hardly a model for Jesus Christ. Adam does not portray personal characteristics that delineate characteristics formed also in Jesus Christ. So this contrastive parallelism. Romans 5:12. Now Romans 5:12, this is the transitional verse between the much mores of justification and reconciliation and the great parenthesis, verses 13 to 17. So here's the transitional verse, Romans 5:12. Wherefore? And wherefore, this is the prepositional phrase dia tuta. Dia plus the accusative singular neuter of the demonstrative pronoun hutas. Dia plus the accusative. And those of you who have been here for many moons, you got this one down. Dia plus the accusative means because of, on account of. Dia plus the genitive, by means of, instrumentality. We have dia plus the accusative, because of. And then we have the neuter of the demonstrative pronoun hutas. H-O-U-T-O-S, hutas. And hutas, when you have it as the accusative of dia, you translate it because of this, not wherefore, because of this. Dia tuta, or because of this, introduces the reason why mankind needs the much mores of justification and reconciliation that the first two much mores that we have studied. Because of this, as by one man, we have hosper plus the prepositional phrase dia plus now, dia plus the genitive singular of heis plus the genitive singular of anthropos. First of all, hosper. H long O S P E R. Hosper. And hosper, you translate it just as. Just as. Now we go to dia plus the genitive. And like I said, as many moons as you've been here, you've seen this many times. Dia plus the genitive is translated by means of, by the agency of, if it's a person, or through. Dia plus the genitive plus heis and anthropos is translated by the agency of one man. Who is that one man? Adam, Adam. So the corrected translation, because of this, just as by the agency of one man, Adam, sin entered into the world. This is the nominative singular, and that's important, of hamartia with a definite article, plus the aorist middle indicative of aserkomai, plus the prepositional phrase ice, plus the accusative singular of cosmos with a definite article. Now we have the word hamartia, and you all will sit there and go, I know what that means, sin. Good job. H-A-M-A-R-T-I-A. Hamartia. Hamartia is the word for sin. It is used in many different ways. It's important whether the word is in the singular or whether it's in the plural. When hamartia is found in the plural, it refers most of the time to personal sins. However, when hamartia is in the singular, as it is in our verse, then it can mean Adam's original sin, it can mean the sin nature, it can mean the principle of sin. So in the plural, personal sins. In the singular, which is what we have, it can mean Adam's original sin, the sin nature, or the principle of sin. In our verse, hamartia, in the singular, refers to the sin nature. And then we have aserkomai. Looks like that in the Greek, E-I-S-E-R-C-H-O-M-A-I. Aserkomai. Aserkomai is a compound word made up of the preposition ace into erkomai to come. So, literally, it means to come into. It means to come into, to enter into. And then we have the prepositional phrase, ace plus the accusative of cosmos. Looks like that in the Greek and in English. Plus cosmos. K-O-S-M-O-S. Now sometimes we've seen it in our study in 1 John. Cosmos is used by John for the cosmic system. Other times the word cosmos is used for planet Earth, the world. And here it's used for the world or planet Earth. And so it's translated into the world or into planet Earth. So the corrected translation, because of this, just as by the agency of one man, Adam, sin in the singular, the sin nature, entered into the world. Because of this, just as by the agency of one man, Adam, sin It's in the singular. The sin nature entered into the world, and death by sin. This is the conjunction chi plus the nominative singular of thanatos with the definite article plus the prepositional phrase dia plus the genitive singular of hamartia with the definite article. The conjunction chi is the connective chi incorrectly translated and. And then we have ha thanatos. Definite article ha. Thanatos, so that's H-O, and then T-H-A-N-A-T-O-S, ha-thanatos. And ha-thanatos is, literally, you just translated death, but there are different categories of death. Here refers to spiritual death. Spiritual death. And then the dia plus the genitive singular of hamartia, and again, it's in the singular, by means of sin, through sin, the singular emphasizes Adam's original sin, which resulted in his spiritual death, and the old sin nature, which is passed on to all mankind through physical birth. So the singular, dia plus the genitive singular of hamartia, by means of sin, through sin, Adam's original sin, which resulted in his spiritual death, and the old sin nature, which is passed on to all mankind through physical birth. So, corrected translation. Because of this, just as by the agency of one man, Adam, sin, the sin nature, entered into the world, and spiritual death through sin, and so, death passed upon all men. This is the conjunction chi with the adverb hutos, plus the nominative singular of thanatos with the definite article, the aorist middle indicative of diarchomai, plus the prepositional phrase ace, plus the accusative plural of pas and anthropos. The conjunction chi, well, when you have, it's a little different here, it's with hutos. Kai hutos. K-A-I and this H-O-U-T long O-S. Kai hutos. And when you have kai with the adverb hutos, it means so also, or and in this way, or consequently. And we're going to translate it, and in this way. In this way, ha thanatos, again, spiritual death, diarchomai, not acerchomai, diarchomai. D-I-E-R-C-H-O-M-A-I, diarchomai. And this is also a is a compound word made up of dia, which is through by means of, and erkomai, to go or to come. Literally, it means to go through. Dierkomai means to go through, to come through, to pass through, to spread. To go through, to come through, to pass through, to spread. The preposition ace plus the accusative plural of pas with anthropos means to all men, to all mankind, to every member of the human race. So the corrected translation, because of this is one of those critical verses in the Word of God, loaded with theology. You don't want to miss this verse. Romans 5:12. This is a humdinger. You got to nail this one down from beginning to end. Because of this, just as by the agency of one man, Adam, sin, the sin nature, entered into the world, and spiritual death through sin, and in this way, spiritual death spread to all mankind, every member of the human race. And then explaining that, for all have sinned. Now, when we get to the rest of this, some of you are going to sit there and say, Adam sinned. If I had been there, we'd be fine. No, if you had been there, it would happen faster, that's all. So we always got a good laugh at this in seminary. For all of sin, the preposition ep plus the dative singular of the relative pronoun host, plus the nominative plural pas and the aorist active indicative of hamartano. All right. The preposition epi epi plus the dative singular of the relative pronoun hos hos epi plus hos. But what does epi with the dative singular of hos look like? Looks like this. F ho. F ho. And F ho, that is a Greek idiom. Dana and Mantes, A Manual Grammar of the Greek New Testament, page 106. You all go home and look this up. Dana and Mantes, A Manual Grammar of the Greek New Testament, page 106, says that F ho is a Greek idiom. It should be correctly translated because. Because. And then pos. Pos is all, referring to the entire human race. And then the verb. We had the noun hamartia, now the verb hamartano. H-A-M-A-R-T-A-N, long O. Hamartano. Hamartano is the verb to send. Now, the corrected translation. Because of this, just as by the agency of one man, Adam, sin, the sin nature, entered into the world, and spiritual death through sin, and in this way, spiritual death spread to all mankind, every member of the human race, because all sinned when Adam sinned. Because all sinned when Adam sinned. All right, one. Spiritual death creates an impassable barrier between God and man. Spiritual death creates an impassable barrier between God and man. Two, this barrier could only be removed by the grace and the power of God, not by man. This barrier could only be removed by the grace and power of God, not by man. Three. Spiritual death means man has no relationship with God. Hello, Houston, we have a problem. The whole world has a problem. We have no relationship with God. We're born spiritually dead, and that spiritual death is a barrier between God and man that can only be removed by the grace and power of God. Not by us. Not by trying to do a lot of great things, and you can't do it. Impossible. 4, spiritual death is an impassable barrier. That is perpetuated throughout human history. It is an impassable barrier that is perpetuated throughout human history. Five, the removal of this barrier was accomplished by the salvation work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Operation Grace. His salvation work on the cross directed toward mankind. Reconciliation. He removed the barrier. The grace and power of God removed the barrier. God the Father designed Operation Grace. God the Son executed Operation Grace. The removal of the barrier was accomplished by the salvation work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Operation Grace, His salvation work directed toward mankind. Reconciliation. 6. Jesus Christ was imputed with the sins of the whole world, and then He was judged for our sins. He solved the sin problem. Jesus Christ was imputed with the sins of the whole world, and then He was judged for our sins. 7. Therefore, through simple faith in Jesus Christ, we receive reconciliation. The barrier is removed, and we now have a personal relationship with the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, through simple faith in Jesus Christ, we receive reconciliation. The barrier is removed, and we now have a personal relationship with the living and true God, Jesus Christ. So verse 12 again. This is a key verse in all of the Word of God. Because of this, just as by the agency of one man, Adam, the sin nature entered into the world, and spiritual death through sin, and in this way, spiritual death spread to all mankind, every member of the human race, because all sinned when Adam sinned. All right, let's take a look at this again. 1. Spiritual death is perpetuated throughout all of human history through physical birth. Spiritual death is perpetuated throughout all of human history through physical birth. When you were born physically alive, but you were born in spiritual death. Every single one of us, and everybody looks at, babies. Everybody hangs around a baby. Oh, isn't the baby cute and all these things? You know, somebody else down there, yeah, he's spiritually dead though, you know. Two, at physical birth, we come into the world physically alive and spiritually dead. At physical birth, we come into the world physically alive and spiritually dead. 3. In our spiritual death, we have no relationship with God. We have no relationship with God. Four. Adam's sin was the corrupting principle that was transmitted to the whole human race through physical birth. Adam's sin was the corrupting principle that was transmitted to the whole human race through physical birth. Five, when Adam sinned, as it were, we all sinned. When Adam sinned, as it were, we all sinned. Six, Adam is the seminal head of the human race. Adam is the seminal head of the human race. Seven. We were all in Adam when Adam sinned. As it were, we were all in Adam when Adam sinned. Eight. Adam made one decision. He went negative and violated the mandate given to him by Jesus Christ. Of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. And the day you eat of it, dying, you will die. Dying, spiritual death, you will die. Physical death. That was the, of all the trees in the garden, you can eat from any of them. He was in innocence and perfection. He was in perfection in the garden. He and Isha, she didn't take on the name Eve till after she fell. She was originally Isha. And that's a beautiful name for a woman. Isha. That's Hebrew. Isha. See how beautiful that is for you ladies? Now, here's the Greek. Guni. It's gune, but it looks like guni. The Greeks had no appreciation for the ladies. Isha. And then when she fell, she became Eve. And they were in perfection in the garden. And there was a test. A volitional test. Of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The knowledge of good and evil. By the way, that is Satan's plan and policy ruling planet Earth right now. And we are witnessing good and evil in America, all over the world. We are on the precipice of great disaster in the United States of America in many different ways. Deb and I went out to dinner at one of our favorite restaurants. And we love the people that work there. We met a new fellow. He's from Venezuela. And he got talking to us, and his mother is back in Venezuela. We said, how is your mother doing? She is in great suffering. I said, I can understand that, because inflation in Venezuela is over 1,000%. And it's not because they don't have money, Venezuela has lots of oil, lots of money. It doesn't go to the people. The people have nothing to do with it. The communists and the socialists run Venezuela. And everything goes to the socialists and communists that run it. And the people are in great, great suffering. He said the nation is in great suffering. Economic collapse. Well, we started a new year. We're going to have our congregational meeting. They always ask me at some point, do I have anything to say? Yeah, I'll have something to say. I don't give a damn what goes on in America. Well, I do. But whatever goes on, you are prepared. You are prepared. You have everything you need to handle whatever comes down the pike. Everything you need by the grace and power of God. You have been prepared. And already, we're going to see things that we haven't seen before. We see this every year, but it gets worse. You're going to see things you haven't seen before, but you are prepared. You are prepared by the grace and power of God, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. No matter what comes down the pike, I expect you to have Christmas every single day, Thanksgiving every single day, no matter what. You have everything so that you can have 2023 be the greatest year yet for you. It won't be for a lot of people, but it'll be the greatest year in your life to this day. So, point seven, we were all in Adam when Adam sinned. 8, Adam made one decision. It involved the entire human race. Adam made one decision. It involved the entire human race. And again, if we would have been there instead of Adam, we would have done the same thing. Maybe sooner. 9. The reason we are born with a sin nature and under spiritual death is because we would have done what Adam did. The reason we are born with a sin nature and under spiritual death is because we would have done what Adam did. 10. One man's decision places all of us under spiritual death. One man's decision places all of us under spiritual death. 11. However, our own decision of faith in Jesus Christ provides us with an eternal relationship with the living and true God. However, our own decision of faith in Jesus Christ provides us with an eternal relationship with the living and true God. And we will enjoy Him not only in time, but forever and ever and ever. All right, we'll take a break and then come back in a few with part 2.